Any comments or clarifications or insights you want to share?
I got a question, Dennis.
Okay.
So who's dominion over the world? I mean, I know God's in control, but does Satan have control? Like, I mean, there's certain verses that say he does and there's certain ones that say he doesn't. And
yeah, he has limited. Job is probably the perfect example because it was one of those things that happened that was behind the scenes that if we never read Job, we wouldn't realize how that conversation goes in all of our lives. For Satan to be able to do to Job what he did, he had to get permission from God to do it. And so he went to him and he said, he thought he was manipulating God. He says, hey, the only reason Job serves you is because, you know, he's not suffering, which is Satan's way of trying to trick God into, well, I guess that you might be. Anyway, so God says, okay, you can do certain things, but you can't kill him. So he allowed certain things to take place, but he drew the line. So it's like one pastor, I think it's JD, that said, the devil is God's devil. So God will use Satan to accomplish his own goals. God's plan is unchanging. He's going to accomplish it. But we have to go through certain things in order to for ourselves to get there. And so the enemy's got access to us to some degree, but only to the extent that God allows him to, that will accomplish what's in our best interest and what's in God's ultimate goal. So Satan's the god of this world. He's shaping the nations, but his primary, his complete sovereign control is over the unbelieving masses of humanity. He energizes, it says in Ephesians, he energizes and works within those who belong to him, basically, those who have rejected God. But for the Christian, the only way that he can gain control over us to the point of sabotaging our spiritual life is if we decide that we're going to join his camp and let the flesh rule and get into either some phony Christianity or go back into the world and worship Buddha or something or become atheists. I mean, if we move into Satan's camp willfully, then Satan has much greater authority over us. But as long as we're growing, there's nothing that can happen to us, no matter what Satan's schemes and desires might be, because God will overrule it and only allow it through if it's going to help.
So do you think, like, you know how animals has instincts to, like, attack humans? Do you think that's from Satan? Like, he's gotten that power to do that?
Or well, it happened at the fall. It's like God didn't create carnivorous animals. There would be no, if you look at the conditions in the prophets of the millennial kingdom that's coming, he says nothing will hurt or harm in all the kingdom, in all my land. There's not any carnivorous animals in the kingdom. There wasn't in the Garden of Eden before Adam fell. When Adam fell, all of creation, according to Romans chapter 8, all of creation suffers the effects of the fall, groans and travails. So it's Lucifer's rebellious nature that has permeated creation, the lower creation, which includes in humans the flesh. The flesh is actually the flesh is the image of Satan in man. And that's what draws us to do the things that are satanic, whether it's moral or it's religious or whatever. That's coming from the flesh. You might just like the spirit, we're being made in the image of Christ. Well, when Adam fell, the humanity from that point on took on the image of Satan. That which is born of flesh is flesh. And that's the image of Lucifer. So yes, creation has suffered because of Adam. And the reason creation under Adam suffered is because Adam was responsible for it. You know, when he gave it up and forfeited his dominion and pushed God out in that sense, then the enemy had the legal right to come in and to assume, you know, he couldn't just come down and take it by power. He had to first deceive Adam and Eve into going on his side. Once they did that, then all of creation was affected by that. And that's going to all go away at the end of the tribulation when Christ returns. That's going to change. Everything's going to change back to the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. So that includes like viruses and disease and all that too, right?
Just 1,000 years of perfect environment.
Good stuff. Thank you.
Yeah. But in the meantime, this is what's going on out there for all of us. And it's difficult and it's huge. It's a, obviously to say it's a test of faith is probably an understatement, but that's really where, that's where we're at right now. If our, if we're seeking those things which are above, we're looking forward to that kingdom, and we know that's our home and our kingdom, and this isn't it. You are no longer of this world, just as I am not of this world. If that's where our mind's at, then things can completely disintegrate here. And deep down inside, this isn't our world. You know, we're out of here. We'd be out of here now if the Lord came back. But it's, you know, this is not it. So it's hard to hang on to that when you're in the middle of it. I know that. That's the big test that we all face. And we are in the middle of it. Sometimes you buy a new computer and the mic doesn't work. It's just horrible. Makes you want to go out and jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
We're all at varying degrees of pressure. And each, keep in mind too, that nobody, God's pressure, because I've seen this happen so many times, Christian, well, they're suffering so much more than this person, and what do they know? And the Lord has a goal in mind for us, and it's not suffering. It's a means, but the goal, he will never allow anything more into our lives than what's going to accomplish his goal for us. So that's why some people, like me, it takes decades of pressure to get even a glimpse at revelation of what this is really all about. Other people, like I remember Major Ian Thomas, I think it was about 7 years. It took him 7 years to move from infancy into a place where, I mean, he was still growing, but he really broke that maturity barrier early in his life. Abraham, it was 100 years. I don't know what it was with Paul, if you count the 14 years in Arabia, whatever, but whatever it is, everybody's different. So the time is different for everybody. The amount of pressure is different for everybody. That's why Paul says it's always unwise to compare ourselves among ourselves, because we can't do that. God's working with us as if we're the only person on this planet toward a goal, and he knows what it's going to take to get there, and that's what you'll go through. And he'll do that with everybody that wants to grow. So just allow him to do what he's doing, and then he'll complete what he's begun for each one of us individually. Okay. Well, be in prayer. No, you feel free. If you have more questions or want to talk, I'm just thinking out loud here, be in prayer, because I have a sort of a plan, but it's really rough draft at this point for what next week is going to be. But I just need prayer for those kinds of things. So that's all.
Oh, you got it. Definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, then I will go ahead and close shop, and we'll see you guys next week. And hopefully I'll have a computer that's in awesome shape by then that we can do this with. All right. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye, Dennis.
See you later.